What should we do to curtail the use of disposable bags? The Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, a partnership of all 10 local governments within the county, has been wrestling with that question for the past 4 years. Over the next 2 weeks, they will be hosting a series of 9 community meetings to share what they have found and gather public reactions.
City by city, town by town, they are coming out to present to stakeholders and citizens what is at stake for the stores and the citizens alike, the alternatives, the implications of if we do a bag ban, will it include paper? Will it just put a fee on paper bags? And sharing with people some of the solutions and alternatives to single-use bags.
Mary Minot isn't part of the agency, but she is deeply involved in this issue. Better known to some as Green Mary, the name for her business, she is also an advocate for broad restrictions on disposable bags.
What we are proposing is a flat-out ban on single-use plastic bags, both compostable and traditional petroleum plastic. A fee on paper bags of at least 10 cents, 25 cents, would render them much less desirable to the shopper. It would start with grocery stores and then go to include restaurants, thrift stores, and other establishments.
That would represent a big change locally. But Minot says similar policies have been enacted in a lot of other places, including some that might surprise you.
25% of the world's population live in cities, towns, or countries that have a bag ban in place. We were once at the front of the movement, and now we're more in the middle. Marin County, the unincorporated area, has passed it. Even places like Rwanda, Brownsville, Texas, Long Beach, many, many places are passing it.
Many retailers support banning plastic and fees for paper bags, as both represent extra costs for their stores. The greater concern, though, is a consistent policy across a wide region. The most concentrated resistance to plastic bag bans has come, usually, from the American Chemistry Council, a trade group for plastics manufacturers. But Minot notes that consumers have often been reluctant, too.
Californians use an average of 1.5 plastic bags per day, and very few of them are actually recycled. What's interesting is that most people are looking at the second use of the bag. Yes, we're going to use it to take our groceries out, but what I really want is something to line my garbage can or to line my kitty litter box with. We've all got reusable bags, but we want that for the second purpose.
That means that some bags do get used at least twice, but the vast majority still wind up in the trash, or worse, loose in the environment. Less than 5% get recycled. So there are good reasons to make a change. And Minot says it isn't necessarily a difficult adjustment.
Once you start on this habit, we just see it over and over again, it becomes so natural.
How much change Sonoma County folks will face will be determined in part by the input they offer at the current series of stakeholder meetings.
Maybe there won't be a fee on paper if people turn out and say, we can't imagine making this drastic step, please don't put a fee on paper. It all depends on who turns out in these next 2 weeks of meetings, how things go.
The Waste Management Agency's final policy recommendations are due to be completed before the end of May. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.